Welcome, everyone, to the Women Entrepreneurs podcast / videocast. I am Julie Brainlady Anderson, and we are here again with another wonderful guest, Barb Smith. And Barb and I, Barb, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs show today.
Thank you. I couldn't wait for this conversation, Julie.
It's been literally years in the making. We connected at a conference, and ever since then, we've been trying to get her on, and we managed to get our timing connected, and we are very excited to have her on. And I'm really excited because to have this conversation with you, Barb, because you're empowering the youth. And that's like one of those passion things for me. I think it's so important to empower the next generation. So I want to thank you for that ahead of time. And I'm so looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. Our first conversation was about youth. So it's just so timely and perfect that we're on. I can't wait for this conversation either, just so you know.
Wonderful. Okay. So I will just read for the listeners your professional bio, and then we'll go from there and just let them enjoy the magnificence that is in the video room today. So Barb Smith is a former Division I college athlete, Division I college basketball coach, motivational speaker, author, entrepreneur, and advocate for all levels of leadership. Having both played and coached at a college level, Barb knows that sports goes beyond winning and losing. Having experienced the highs and lows and twists and turns, both in the sport and in life, Barb has learned the meaning of resilience. Her story is one of extreme highs, like winning conference games, woo-hoo, go team, and back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances, but also extreme lows, which would be not winning those games, right? And actually losing a player, one of her players, to spinal meningitis. So she's had that loss as well. She's presented for numerous Fortune 500 corporations, State Farm, Marathon Oil, Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association. That's a mouthful. And she's been a guest speaker on a lot of podcasts and webinars. She is what we really want to talk about today. She's the founder of Courtside Leadership, which is a company that has been in existence since 2012. Courtside Leadership is an organization that promotes leadership, teamwork, and team dynamics. She has authored a book entitled Beyond the Talent, Profile of a Winning Team, which details some of her research in building successful teams. Most recently, Barb had founded Find My Team, which is a startup company that partners with aspiring female and found out before the before we started recording, male as well, college athletes and parents and coaches, and empowers them with the knowledge necessary to make the college athletic recruiting process positive, proactive, and successful. And she's got a lot more on there. We're going to put all of that in the in the show notes. But I really want to get into the conversation because it's that last part about Find My Team that intrigued me so much when we had our conversation. And I want to know what led you into being an athlete yourself and then moving into that coaching world and now into developing Find My Team. So give the listeners and watchers a little bit of that background.
You know, I had an amazing upbringing. I was fortunate enough to be in a family with six kids. So we were our own team sometimes, you know, going to the park and playing in different games. We lived near a park. And in those days, you went to the park and played. You made up games. You didn't have this club so organized and structured so early. And we also, my mom's parents lived on a farm, and we would go out there, and she was also from a big family as well as my dad. So every time we had these relationship parties or gatherings, it would always be some sort of sports. And my grandfather had a farm, and he had, you know, basketball up in the hayloft, which is where I started playing basketball in the hayloft, shuffleboard. He had a pool, so there's pool volleyball, wiffle ball, and we just had games, and it was so much fun to compete. And it didn't matter if you were a boy or girl or old or young, everybody was mixed on all these teams. So you really had to compete and learn your partner or partners, if it was more than one on a team, but you've kind of got the feel of what makes your team successful. And I really believe that this whole team idea, it's incorporated into both of my companies, and it just is symbolic of, well, it's not symbolic, it's needed. It runs the world. Teams run the world. And if we can make our teams work better together, and if we can find the right teams to be on, we'll have more success.
In the big picture. I love that. I love being able to take that happy childhood and wind up forming an entire, you know, self-made career around it. There's definitely a message in that for women entrepreneurs. But let's move into, with that, I should say, and let's move into the Find My Team, because when we had that conversation, what really struck me was that empowerment piece and the fact that for now you're doing more of the empowerment for both genders. At the time, it was really focused on female. Like, what's the additional challenges for our students coming out of high school to utilize sports as a call, or choose their college with a sport in mind and utilize that ability to be on a team or their sports, their athletic abilities to choose a good college? How does that all work into helping our kids be successful in life?
I'm glad you asked that question, because the whole idea of this recruiting process is set up so that it's a rushed process with very little knowledgeable decision-making, because student athletes and families sit back and hope that they get seen by somebody. Either their times get seen if they're a runner or a thrower, distances, numbers get seen, or like in basketball, volleyball, they get seen themselves running around on all these club teams. And when somebody gets seen and they get some attention, that's usually where, whoever gives them the most attention, that's usually where they go.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that's important to this individual is shelved until they get to the college, and then they figure out that, this isn't really what I was looking for, or I didn't know that this was going to happen, or, they didn't tell me that I had to do this or that, get up in the morning at 6 a.m. to lift weights before school, and that I was going to miss class, and, all the things that may have been important and are important get shelved. And this is the way it works. And coaches, college coaches, seek talent.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down the line, they're looking for talent. They're looking for the numbers. They're looking for, the same thing, this exposure myth, where all you need is this exposure, coach will find you, and then you'll find the school. What we do at Find My Team is we reverse engineer the process.
Yeah.
So being a college coach for 30 years, I have been able to see the difference between a thriving college experience and one that is just a surviving college experience.
Yeah.
And those two experiences are vastly different. And if I can get these student athletes to understand that if they really want the thriving experience, then there's a whole system here that you can do to get yourself set up to do that instead of waiting for someone to see you.
Yeah.
And parents to understand that same thing. There's things that you can do as a parent to help your child line themselves up to find fit before it gets to this rush, rush at the end. You have to make a decision. Well, you don't know yet. You can't make that decision, but you do it because there's a deadline.
Right. Right. So what are some of the keys then to find that right fit so that it's scholastically, it's academically what you want, but it's also that has the athletic portion to it so that you can thrive in both?
Yes. And I think, to start in eighth grade or as a freshman, it allows you the time to try on college, try on things like you would, if you're going to go to the store and buy an outfit, you might want to try it on and just see how it fits and see how it looks and see how you feel. And so college is kind of the same thing. If you have that time, you can understand what it is you're looking for. And we help them because we have this assessment that really pulls out of them what they want. And so what kind of a coach do you really want? Well, here's some questions to help you understand that question and to figure that out. And what kind of, what are you looking for culturally? Because not every campus is the same culturally. What are you looking for in terms of, the distance to home and the major? And what about the backup major? And how about, some of them learn that they're into community service as a small example. Well, let's look at the community service that these programs do and see if that aligns with what your values are. And we help them start that process as eighth and ninth graders so they have time to figure out what their favorite things are, figure out what their, do they really like to be away from home? Well, a lot of them have never been away from home.
Right.
Parents now. It's a scary world out there, so they haven't been away. They don't know. Or, how far could you be away? Or, so we really help them line up. It's self-awareness first. Self-awareness, and the next thing is the ability to own the process.
Mm-hmm.
Parents have owned their children. It's a terrible word to say like that, but they've kind of been in the driver's seat of their students or their athletes' existence, right? They make all the decisions. They make all the turns. They tell them when to get up, when to be there, all those things. And so the student athlete is just falling behind, right? So we have to get the parents to step aside and let the child or the student athlete own it. They have to take ownership. They have to do the work. And when they do the work and they invest in themselves, the parents are so floored by, I've never seen my son or daughter have this much confidence. I've never seen them cold call coaches before, college coaches. I've never seen them do that, write an email or, all the things that you have to do in the process. So we really help them figure out what they want, help them get in the driver's seat of their process, and help the parents become guides, but in their process, but they're not the ones making the decisions. And then we set up a plan from A to Z. This is what you need to do in your circumstance with your situation. This is how you can get to where you need to go.
I love that. There's a couple things that you mentioned that I think are brilliant. One is the assessment for the, I'm going to go back to that for just a second, because as the brain lady, putting on that hat, teenagers literally aren't playing with a full deck yet. They don't have all those connections made. So you have to, I tell parents, you have to be what we call the PFC, the prefrontal cortex of the brain, right? You have to draw out and help them reason on things because they haven't honed that muscle yet. They literally don't have those neural connections. So by putting them through an assessment, when they have to stop and think, oh, what do I want? Because as you said, that second point that I wanted to highlight was, as you said, the parents have always been in the driver's seat. And so students, in high school, they haven't had to do any of that. Or they've had parents that maybe have always really pushed them in one particular direction because they think that's what's the best direction. So they haven't had that opportunity to really stop and go, oh, wait a minute, what do I really want? So I think that's, I want to, applaud you on that, because I think that's a brilliant way to help them kind of find themselves and their own desires. I think that's really important, really, really important.
Yeah, so it's really fun to watch what comes out of those because, we have conversations about it. And so they'll say, oh my God, my coach just said that about me. Or, that just happened to me. Or I just learned this about me. And it either gives them new insight or confirms what they already know. And it just really solidifies who they are and what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now you have, and I'm going to, let me see if I can pull this up here without losing my, so your website is, no, wrong website. So your website is
findmyteam.com. Yeah.
Findmyteam.com. And I noticed on there when I was looking at this, your site, and I encourage everybody to take a look at this, that you also have a program where you're actually helping them build confidence, or that's weaved into your program. Tell us about that, because I know, experts know, we've seen it, especially post-COVID, and you and I were talking about that briefly before we hit the record button, that our poor teenagers, our poor children have been hit with a tidal wave that we never had to experience. And now in addition to they're just being a teenager, right? That's a challenge in itself. They have this extra that they're having to sort through emotionally, and cyberbullying and social media and all of these things that can really affect that confidence level. And I'm sure that affects whether or not they're going to reach out and talk to a potential future coach. Like, how do you work? What are some tips? What are some things that you do that really help those teenagers in that freshman age, you know, that freshman, sophomore, those years, to be more confident?
Yeah. You know, the whole confidence issue came up from a player who reached out and wanted help with confidence. And she was in the program, but she's like, I need help with this, you know, this thing. When I get into games, I'm supposed to be the leader, and I just have this, like, you know, she didn't know what to call it, but this imposter syndrome, you know, I'm fighting myself. And so we just set up tools for her to overcome the voice that you're hearing and the negative thoughts that pop in there. And, you know, what I needed to do was call the brain lady, because, you know, that's exactly what's going on, is they're, you know, they're, and for her, I mean, this thing got in the way a little bit, this phone and what you're reading and what you're seeing and what the critics are saying. So what we do is just try to, you know, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
And don't compare and keep out all the minutiae that happens, because there is this post-COVID lack of confidence with these kids who have been isolated, who have been living on these, and who didn't have the socialization. I mean, I read somewhere, you probably have these stats better than I do, but that emotionally our kids are 5 years behind, you know, post pandemic, yeah. 5 years behind emotionally.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I have an eighth grader, and some of them get on the, you know, they get on the computer and they're down, like you can't see them, you know, like they can't even. And so I have to say, hey, you know, I can't see you. So let's get in the picture. Can you see me? Because I think your camera, you know, and just,
yeah.
We just have to work from square one on some of them. And it's amazing that if you just lay it out for them, like, here's a situation. You don't feel, let's just take the free throw line. You don't feel like you're going to hit that shot. Everyone's looking at you and blah, blah, blah. And it's a critical part of the game. But if you just go and think of that, you have shot hundreds of these shots, right? You have practiced. The coach probably had you standing there shooting hundreds of these from your, you know, sixth and seventh grade years to the eighth grade years, and you're going to shoot 100,000 more of these in your sport. So let's just think about what you're doing. You bounce four times, you look at the basket, you know, and just piece out the journey of the ball getting into the basket. And then let's, you know, shoot some without you shooting them, and you know, get what that feels like. It's swish. You hear the swish, but you didn't even shoot it and you heard the swish. And, you know, just working out these ways to overcome obstacles as they come along. The same thing happens in the recruiting process. they don't think they're good enough to play at this school, or they're not even going to try that school because mom or dad said that school's out of the question, or, you know, all this stuff is happening. And so what we try to do is say, it's just you. It's just you right now. Let's put everything that's important to you. Let's see what's your dream list look like. Where would you want to play? And leave out everything else and what anyone else has said. Let's sort it out first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to teach you how to ask your parents for help. I'm going to teach you how to ask a college coach for the information that you need to find out about what's important to you. And I'm going to ask you and teach you how to use your high school coach to help you get in touch with these colleges. And I don't call any coaches. I'm not an agent. I don't do any of it. I teach them how to do it, which just, again, gives them the ownership and empowers them to do this work. And it is really fun to see those kids perk up in the film and start talking and start speaking and start understanding how to do it. Because once you know how to do it, it's like riding a bike. You know, you aren't confident at the beginning, but once you know how to do it, you know, then there's no thinking anymore. You just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Such good points. And you're right. The phone, social media has wreaked havoc on even adults.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and it's especially for those young minds that are so impressionable. It holds bars that are unrealistically high, you know, because they see the celebrities or they see the doctored pictures or the Zoom filters or, you know, all of those things that create this illusion. And they don't have, again, they don't have the wiring in their brain yet to be able to filter out truth and lies. So the more we can, I definitely agree with that. The more that this can be put aside and, you know, even teaching, teenagers can do, you kind of hit on it. Mindful meditation is being in the now, but you were like having them visualize what is this going to that three-pointer or that, you know, that throw that, you know, that's going to be just perfect, or that time on the track that's going to be amazing, and just feeling all of those feelings and getting their entire brain wrapped in. That's another wonderful, wonderful skill that you're teaching them. So I applaud you again for that. Now, what is going to happen? I'm just throwing this out there. I'm throwing you a curveball, Barb.
I love curveballs.
Let's see if you can hit it. No,
I didn't say that. I just said, you know, I love.
Let's say that a student gets into a college and they've gone through their first year and they're not finding it there. How do you help them differentiate between I'm stressed because I'm a student in college versus the system in this college isn't a good fit for me? Like, I'm assuming you also work with the post, like you're helping them find the right place. But what happens if they thought they found it and it's just not fitting? How do you help them differentiate between I'm just emotional because of where I'm at and this is a big thing for me versus this isn't a good fit, I need to change?
Great question. Part of the work we do is that confidence thing. Is, you know, if something doesn't feel right, we're going to ask about it. We're going to talk about it. We're not going to hold stuff in. We're just going to get it out there. And so the first year of college is really hard. And it's really hard if you're a normal student or not an athlete. If you're a student athlete, it is really, really hard because it's two full-time jobs, school and sports. And now there's this thing called the NIL. And so players are getting paid to, you know, do social media for companies, and they can get paid. And that used to not be in the mix. So they've got
let's just throw another problem into
Exactly. Exactly. And it's another thing you have to navigate in the process.
Yeah.
So I have partnered actually with another company And this person, Willette White is her name. She was my college coach, or one of them. And she started this company called Next Step with Passion and Purpose. And so we have teamed up together, and she is the one that helps with the transition into college. So once we've got you figured out where you're going, now she's going to help give you some tools to help with that transition. And she's going to help the parents too, because that first year, your daughter might be calling home. She might be told she's not going to play. Even if they said she was going to play, she might not play. She might get injured. She might, you know, be told that she is terrible for the first time in her life, or that she's not good enough yet, or that she's got to do this extra stuff. And it's, for some student athletes, that's alarming. Like, I didn't sign up for this. This is what I wanted, which is why we do this work at the beginning, so that we can think about, you know, this is what Division I looks like. This is what Division II looks like, or Division III, or NAIA. This is how the, you know, you figure out what the money situation is. And we just try to line up as much as we can so they're not caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a coaching change. Could be a somebody, you know, you lose a teammate for some reason, or, you know, things happen. And so the whole armor that we try to give them just allows them to have tools.
Yeah.
Where on campus, you know, is the mental health area, and what does that look like, and how do they service their student athletes, and is it different than the normal student athletes, and is there something in the athletic department, and we give the parents questions to ask about that. Ask the coach, what is my, you know, how do you see me fitting in here? And we want you to be honest. You know, you can tell me I'm going to sit 3 years, or you can tell me I'm going to play. I just need the information.
Right.
And just teach them how to pull as much out as they can, so they can say, I'm not going to play for 2 years there, most likely, but I could play. I could start if I go this place, I could play right away. And so how does that factor in? And just, you know, just trying to give them as much information as possible. And the confidence thing goes on. The person that I was working with, I'm still working with, and she's now in college, and she's happy in college, but we're still working on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Such a really, really cool thing that you're doing. And I think that the message, while you're talking about being an athlete, the overall message fits for all teenagers, right? It's so important to know what you want and to be able to figure that out. And it's wonderful when you can have a resource to help draw that out of you as a teen, and it's a wonderful resource for parents. As hard as it is for us as parents, because I have three grown boys, they're now in their 30s, and it's so difficult to sit there and go, I want you to go in this direction.
Yeah.
Because I feel that's what's best for you. And it is, it's difficult. So it's a great resource to help the parents out, because we can't see the forest for the trees oftentimes as parents. We think we know what's best, but that doesn't mean that's always what the child wants. And if that's not what the child wants, then it's not going to be best. And B, we don't realize how much we may be stunting our kids by making choices for them. We think we're helping them, but at a certain age, which that's fine when they're two and when they're four, we don't want them choosing what to eat at those ages, right? But at a certain point, you do have to reach out. And I think having somebody outside looking in can be incredibly helpful. So thank you for what you do, Barb. Thank you for this. Yeah.
I think you brought up two really important points there with the, you know, you don't have to play sports even to use this platform, because it does line you up to figure out what you want out of college experience. And then the other thing is, you don't have to wait until your student athlete is sure that they want to play college sports. Even if they think they want to play, or even if they go to school, this program will work. And once the parents can learn to sit back, like you said, just try to step aside, it does go amazingly well. And they're surprised, these parents, that how the players will pull them back in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's wonderful. It removes so much of that tension, right? Between that friction between the parents and the teenagers. And that's such a wonderful time. It's such an amazing time watching your kids become adults.
And yeah. Sometimes,
you know,
you just have to be careful that it doesn't become yours, because
exactly.
It's just hard. It's hard not to, because you are so invested and involved. And you're looking at the parents next to you, and a lot of them become good friends. So it's sometimes it's a struggle when someone else is doing more or has more or whatever. Yeah. But man, it's just if your student athlete can play college any level, if they can play college sports, it does bring a lot of benefit to the life. And if they can make that happen in whatever capacity, it's life changing for some of these kids, and there's so many benefits. That could be a whole nother show.
Right. Exactly. As I'm hearing you, I'm thinking, I want to do a LinkedIn live with Barb about how this applies in leadership, because I myself work with corporations, and I go in and do that leadership work and the teamwork and all of that. So we're going to have to do one of those calls and share the wisdom on that topic. So
well, and I'm going to have you on my show.
Love it.
These youngsters and how they can, you know, set themselves up to be better performing athletes just by using your noggin a little bit.
Yep. You know, I always tell people your most valuable tool in your life ever, more valuable than your bank account, your stock portfolio, your real estate holdings, far more value is your brain. And when you learn how to use it, and you learn how to make it work for you as opposed to against you, whoo, you can accomplish some pretty crazy things.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Barb, it has been a delight having you on the Women Entrepreneurs Show. I love what you're doing to help young female athletes and male athletes just really gain that confidence and choose the right path, because that next step can either springboard them into success or into depression. And so making that right step is so valuable. So thank you once again for being on the program today.
Thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate it. I just absolutely love our conversations.
Ditto. So for those watching or listening, everything's going to be in the show notes, how you can get a hold of Barb. Her website again is findmyteam.com. You can email her at Barb, B-A-R-B, at findmyteam.com. And let me see my sheets here. You are on social media, right?
Yeah, we are out there.
Awesome. And you have a courtsideleadership.com that we were also going to share with the.
Yeah, that's the, you know, the teamwork one. So, you know, everything team, or if you need a motivational speaker, or all of that is on that website.
Perfect. Love it.
Thank you. All right.
Absolutely. And again, we'll have all that on the show page, and you can follow her on Facebook, Find My Team.
Yep.
And then Instagram, Find My Team. LinkedIn is Barb-Smith. And we'll put the YouTube channel, because it's got a lot of a lot of digits. You'll have to do that at Barb Smith or at Find My Team. Make it easier.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much once again for being on the show today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. And for those listening, stay connected with us at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire / Women Excelling Everywhere. We're kind of doing that soft rebranding because we want to highlight women. We want to highlight your stories, and you don't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur. You can be a mom, which is an entrepreneur of momship, right? We want to highlight your stories. Career woman, it doesn't really matter. We're doing this not just through this podcast, but through our new application, our new private membership community, Women Excelling Everywhere, and our wonderful collaborative book, Women Excelling Everywhere. So we really want to highlight you as a powerful woman. So stay connected with us. If you want information on the book, shoot us an email at info at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. If you have a guest or you would like to be a guest or a topic you'd like to see covered on this podcast, please send us that information at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com as well. Remember, it is all plural, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com, and that is also our website. So stay connected with us, everyone. As I like to close up all of the programs, I want everyone to just kind of roll their shoulders back, take a nice deep breath, go out there and simply enjoy every moment.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.